It's interesting, this actually, this Team GB stuff. Should we care? Can you imagine? Can you imagine how the English would react if we were able to formulate some type of phrase that meant that we were essentially saying, look, this is a team, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, you know, and we were ousting the English. Can you imagine what they would do? Can you imagine what they would say? It's interesting, this. And Mr. Russell, this is important to you, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's very important. As I say, I don't want to make a really big thing of it, but at the same time, it is important that, as I say, we have representatives from England, Scotland, or sportswomen and sportsmen from England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland all participating under Britain. And for us, for our sports people not to be recognised, I think it's shocking. And as I say, the BOA, which is the governing body, and I'll tell you something else, Stephen, on Friday night at the opening
ceremony... This is also a BBC issue. I have been in the BBC long enough now to understand... Look, there's a wee bit of the BBC. I have no idea where it is in the world, right?
Right.
And you're able to even ring up and they play down the phone to you how to pronounce a word.
Right.
So that you get the pronunciation right. Because the BBC cares about accuracy. It cares about getting stuff right. So if there is any commentator within the BBC which is not pronouncing the name, the correct name...
None of them have done it since
Friday. If Team GB is not the official title, and I'm being told that the official title is Team GB and then I...
Yes, well, then nobody has mentioned it.
Well,
none
why,
of the commentators are mentioning it.
Well,
why not?
Why, therefore, are the executive producers in the BBC who are responsible for that output not ensuring that the commentators are pronouncing the name
right? Well, I would like
right.
to know the answer to that question, Stephen. And also, Stephen, one other thing. At the opening ceremony in Great Britain on Friday night, I'm sitting waiting for the Great Britain team to come out. They were the last team to come out. And, well, with the flag bearer, there was another person with a board. And as I say, on the board, it just said Great Britain. Well, that isn't right. It should have been Great Britain and NI.
Who said that?
It wasn't on the board. It was just Great Britain on Friday night at the opening ceremony. Now, that should have been Great Britain and NI, because we are not being... Our sportswomen and men are not being recognised, you know, by the BOA. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, if you check your video, you'll see, if you look at that board, it just said Great Britain. That doesn't represent us. It should have been NI on that board as well.
Well, why has Northern Ireland been dropped?
That's what I want to know. I want you to find out. From the hierarchy in the BBC, why was Northern Ireland dropped off that board? Because GB, as you know, only refers to England, Scotland and Wales. United Kingdom refers to England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. So why the heck didn't they make it to Team UK to cover everybody? I just can't understand. But this all goes back. The people who
apparently,
made
this
decision, by the way, the BOA, the British Olympic Association. That's the people that you should be phoning and demand an answer. Why it wasn't GB and ANI on that board on Friday night?
Apparently, the official title has now been officially abbreviated to Team GB.
But that doesn't cover us. Great Britain only covers England, Scotland, and Wales. Why should we be left out? Again, are we countries being snubbed and put to the back of the queue? Nobody wants to. I'll tell you about the will. The will acknowledges probably in maybe 5 or 7 days when maybe our rowers start bringing in some goals. Then it'll be it's a gold medal for GB and NI. You'll hear it then because they have to. Because you know yourself, have a great chance in the rowing with the boys from Korean to win gold. You'll hear it differently then if they happen to come through with the goals. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Apparently, the official name of the team is Team GB.
But that doesn't cover Northern Ireland. How does that cover Northern Ireland, Stephen?
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Well, we have sportsmen from Northern Ireland who have gone over to represent, to be in the British team. So it should be GB and ANI.
I wonder, does anybody else care about this, though?
Well, that was basically my question to you today. Do people agree with me here in Northern Ireland, or am I just alone in this? You know, I feel very strongly. I feel very strongly. I'm not biased against anybody, but I feel very strongly that our competitors are not being recognised, and it's very disrespectful to Northern Ireland.
Norman in Kilkeel. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. How's things?
Do you care?
No, I'm listening to your mom there doing a wee bit of a rant there. Why does
Mr. Ruffle talk to Mr. Ruffle yourself?
Yeah. Why does he not? Why does Team Northern Ireland not flog their own goat and not go with GB, put in Team Northern Ireland for the smaller and poorer countries that's out there in the Olympics under their own name?
Well, they do go under their...
Instead of going TGB, go Team Northern Ireland.
I don't know. I don't know why they haven't gone on their own. And they don't go on their own in the Olympics for some reason. Maybe the BBC could find that out for me. But in the Commonwealth Games, Northern Ireland has its own team. So they do. They go under... Northern Ireland goes under its own country in the Commonwealth Games. I don't know why they don't do that in the Olympics. Maybe the BBC could find that out for me and answer that question. But certainly in the Commonwealth Games, Northern Ireland have their own team. And they have they're paraded with the Northern Ireland flag. So there you are. That's the answer to that question.
Norman's away. Sam in Lisburn. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you care, like Mr. Ruffle here, about Team GB or Team NI or whatever?
He definitely has a point. I mean, well, it's not just Northern Ireland. There's a lot of outlying islands around the UK that are left out of the name. I do agree that, yeah, Team UK would be a much, much better name. People from Northern Ireland are in a good position where they have the choice for whatever reason to compete for either GB, as it's currently called, or Ireland. But we're getting away from the crux of the original discussion this morning, which was about the opening ceremony.
Yes.
You haven't watched it in its entirety, and I really advise that you do take 3 hours out of your busy schedule to do so. If you don't walk away blubbing like Boris Johnson, I would be very, very surprised. I am not a man given to displays of emotion often, but it moved me quite a bit. And again, the whole Danny Boyle thing, I find it nonsense. I'm not really a political person. I don't care what Danny Boyle's political leanings are, whether they're extreme right or extreme left or anywhere in between. And again, I would be someone who probably would have issues with a lot of the output from the BBC, but as far as the press coverage went on the opening night, it was beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. It literally was probably the best thing I've ever seen on television.
I'm going to have to go back and watch this. Definitely going to have to go back and watch it. Sam, thank you. Here's David in the Lyle. Morning, David.
Good morning, Steve. I just want to agree with Mr. Russell there.
It's not. It's Mr. Ruffle.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. It's yeah. Mr. Russell.
I mean,
Ruffle.
Yes, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
R-U-F-F-L-E.
E-L-L.
Stephen. But I totally agree with him because I said it at the start, it should be Team UK. I mean, what about if there's any athletes or anything from the Isle of Man, the Isle of Wight or anything like that? They're not engrossed in the GB thing. And what happens whenever our Northern Irish boxers start winning medals? What are they going to put it down to? GB? Because it's Northern Ireland's not really part of GB. It's part of the UK.
Exactly.
Do you think, David, there's a slight... Like, obviously, look, nobody's died here, okay? And let's keep this in the context of a billion people throughout the world watching this, the ratings being massive, the majority of people thinking that it was an incredible, successful event so far. But do you think, David, that there is a slight... that this is, again, a little indicator, small as it is, that there is a certain amount of disrespect for Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, you've only look at that Ulster Bank fiasco. We were just free to say it again, you know. England has just got this... they've just got this superior complex that everybody's not as good as them, you know. And that's my personal opinion. Like,
because if you look at the opening ceremony and Northern Ireland's involvement in it, which was strong and was significant. You had a local athlete, you had Katie Kirk. She was one of the people who lit the official Olympic cauldron, right? Dame Mary Peters, one of our big heroes here in Northern Ireland, she passed the torch. You had a group of Northern Irish kids in the video. You had the Phil Kids Choir filmed at the Giant's Causeway. You had Kenneth Branagh, Belfast-born actor, obviously, playing the leading role.
So why should, as Mr. Russell said there, why did the POAC not say, well, Northern Ireland, they've played a significant part here. Let's give them a place and let's call it Team UK. To just bring everybody under that umbrella. And then there'll be no arguments. Everybody knows it's Team UK. Instead of GB and Northern Ireland, just added on at the end, you know.
I agree with everything that last caller said from Malayne.
Yes.
I think it's just an absolute disgrace that our sportsmen, our sportswomen are not being recognised for where they come from.
Do you not think, though, Mr. Ruffle, that we're going out of our way to be offended?
Sorry, say that again?
Do you not think we're going out of our way to be offended?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's not being offended, Stephen. It's just wanting to be recognised, that's all. It's not put down as sort of offensive. It's just, we're not being recognised for, I mean, the small country we have, look at the sportsmen and women that we have produced. You know, I think it's magnificent. Like, even, there's not even an Northern Irish player on Team GB in the football.
Well, there would have been one, if he had been fit, that would have been the fellow player for Man United.
Oh, Johnny Evans?
Yeah, Johnny Evans. But he was supposed to be in at a turn in and he had to withdraw because he was injured.
I'm nearly sure, Mr. Ruffle, that Nigel Dodds raced this with the British Olympic Authority.
I don't know, to be quite honest with you, Stephen, but as I said...
Let me check out the duppers. Let me see if there's any duppers up today.
Okay, thanks very much, Stephen.
No, stay
Stephen.
There, Mr. Ruffle. Stay there.
All right, okay.
Here's Paul. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Paul.
Stephen, I just called in because... I'd followed this debate when it was forwarded quite a few years ago, just after the last Olympics, actually, about whether it was going to be Team UK. And all the Olympic committees, etc., came together. Now, politics aside, Great Britain flies under one flag, which is the Union flag, which I'm sure everyone is aware of. England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland all fly under the Union flag. And as I said, politics aside, there are obviously nationalists in Wales, there are nationalists in Scotland, there are nationalists in Northern Ireland. But all that aside, we fly under one common flag, which is the Union flag. So therefore, it was agreed that the title would stay as Team GB.
Well,
that was just my point, really.
Here's Gregory, the DUP's Gregory Campbell. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Stephen.
Are people right? Have people got a right to be offended by this? Or are they just moaning about nothing?
Well, I don't know about offended, but I think in the interest of accuracy, this issue of Team UK should be resolved. I raised this a number of years ago when I was sports minister and have continued to raise it since. I've also spoken to Kate Hoey, who obviously was working with Boris Johnson as the Lord Mayor of London, and Kate was quite helpful in terms of Boris's representations. And my understanding is that work is ongoing, because it is annoying that the official title is called Team Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The point I made on a number of occasions was that inevitably that gets shortened to Team GB.
So
that
is
what happens.
So is the official title Team GB and NI?
Yes, Team Great Britain and Northern Ireland. My understanding is that is the official and formal title of the team. But it inevitably gets shortened down to Team Great Britain.
But hold on a minute. If that is the official title, then has the BBC or any other broadcaster got the right to abbreviate it? Because in abbreviating it, is that editorialising?
Well, it is to some extent, but I think, you know, broadcasters do need to look at that. But I think this would all be resolved if we can get the Olympic Association to agree to formalising the title to Team UK, which is much shorter, more accurate, and shouldn't give anyone any problem, because that is effectively what the team is. I mean, if Alan Campbell wins gold or wins any medal at all in the single sculls, if the Chambers brothers win, it'll be a Team GB win, but they are part of the Team UK, which is what it should be known as, and most people are agreeable to saying, look, let's formalise this so that nobody can take exception, nobody can take offence, and we can all operate then under a formal title which is more accurate and more simply remembered, so that there'll be no accusation of editorialising.
But I can see copy here. I've just looked it up from last year. just in my internal system here. And it's basically telling me that Nelson McCausland and his predecessor, Gregory Campbell, made representations to the British Olympic Association for the name to be reflective of the involvement of Northern Ireland. And the BOA said it was committed to Team GB as an effective trading name.
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's why we have to keep at them, keep complaining, keep raising the issue, keep trying to ensure that they understand that a more easily recognised brand is Team UK. I mean, why would anyone object to what is the factual position being Team UK? You know, if Alan Campbell wins a medal, and we all hope that he does, is he going to be branded as a Team GB winner? I mean, everybody will know that he is a Team GB winner, but it's more accurate to say he's won a medal for everybody, for Northern Ireland and for the UK.
The BOA has argued that neither the term Team GB nor Team UK are strictly accurate, since some members are geographically part of neither Great Britain nor the United Kingdom. For example, the Isle of Man, Jersey and some UK overseas territories. It said it had consulted with the national governing bodies, Olympic sports, including athletes and representatives. It was decided that the creation of Team GB as an effective trading name fitted best with the Olympic identification of GBR.
Yes, well, you know, I think we could go down the route, you know, of somebody from Sark or Guernsey or the Isle of Man. Obviously, they are included as well. But which is more accurate, Team GB or Team UK? So, I think most people see that the Team UK is a snappier, more accurate, more consumer-friendly title to use, and is much more accurately reflective of the islands that are represented under that banner.
So I need to apologise to the BBC then, because the BBC haven't been abbreviating it. The BBC are using the proper trading name.
Well, they're using Team GB, which
yes.
is not the proper...
No, it isn't proper. That's the proper trading name is what I've got here. The proper trading name is Team GB.
Yeah, with trading name being the operative word, trading name. The official title of the team is Team GB and NI. As far as I'm aware, Team GB and NI, because they see it as more simplistic, and I made this point to them 4 years ago, that what will happen inevitably is that it will become Team GB because it's just snappier, it's more easily used, and that's what they've done. They're now trying to formalise Team GB, which I think would be much more accurately reflective if it were to be formalised into Team UK.
There would be some people in Northern Ireland competing on behalf of Team Ireland.
Well, that's their trading name in the Irish Republic, and they're quite entitled to trade under that name.
Does any of this actually matter, though, Gregory? You've got the likes of Mr. Ruffle this morning. He's upset. But does it actually matter?
Well, I think it does matter when people find that, you know, that they don't really they don't really have a label, a team, which they can readily identify with. And everybody wants to put some politics away from this. You know, this is not an issue of trying to identify a politically correct term that you know, that might find favour with one section of the community and not find favour with another. Team UK would simply be more accurate and more snappy than the Team GB, which isn't really accurate at all.
What did you think of the
circumstance?
What did you think of the... Hold on, Mr. Ruffle. What did you think of the opening ceremony? Gregory.
In terms of what? It's length. It was a bit long. But no, I thought it was quite good.
Quite good.
I note one conservative commentator and an MP saying that he thought it was left-wing rubbish. I think it was a wee bit more crude than that. But no, I thought that, you know, given the context of what you're appealing to, I don't know what people in Beijing or Brazil might have made of My Boy Lollipop by Millie. You know, they may have been a bit thrown by that. But no, I thought it was a fairly good, accurate portrayal of everything that is British.
Did you well up like Boris did?
Well, I don't know if I welled up or not, but I hope everybody that was there and was watching it enjoyed the sense of Britishness. And I understand our present sports minister was there, and I hope she did as well.
Even when Mary Peters was handing over the torch, you didn't have a wee tear in your eye.
I thought it was a very good example of all that's good about British sport.
You're a hard man, Gregory Stephen. Campbell. You're a hard man.
Stephen, can I ask Gregory a quick question?
Go on, Mr. Ruffle.
Gregory?
Yes.
Can you tell me, I raised this question before with Stephen, in the Commonwealth Games in Northern Ireland, we go under our own steam and we have our own team. Why do we not have our own team in the Olympics?
Well,
do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, well, again, my understanding is that under the Commonwealth Games, each individual constituent part of the UK will have a team. So there will be a Team Scotland, a Team Wales, a Team England, and a Team Northern Ireland. That's my understanding of the Commonwealth Games. And I hope everyone will be as proud then, you know, to follow all the athletes and get behind all the athletes in the Commonwealth Games as we are now. I mean, I think, you know, we all should be cheering on our athletes. Hopefully they'll bring home the bacon, bring home medals, and we can all cheer them in the course of the next 10 days.
Here's Frankie and Bangor. Gregory Campbell, thank you very much indeed. Frankie, good morning. Morning, Frankie. Frankie's fallen asleep. Helen in Belfast. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I thought if you were, where are you going to get to it, though? First of all, the man who said about the Union Jack being Great Britain, it's not just Great Britain. As he explained all the four people in it, we're one of them. And I think it's the United Kingdom flag, surely to goodness. Anyway, I just think a friend of mine from Donaghadee was up on Saturday and we had a whole conversation about why was Northern Ireland not mentioned in anything.
Yes.
And that's why I phoned, because I thought, well, thank goodness now somebody else is thinking about that. And I don't want you then said, well, maybe there's nobody else really backing us in this. I think there'll be an awful lot of people backing you in this. And I was delighted to hear you say you would take it up with the BBC. But are you backing down now? Are you now, is somebody putting a wee bit of pressure on, maybe? You
nobody's putting, Helen, don't be ridiculous. Nobody's putting any pressure on me. Let me just tell you the truth, right? Right. I'm all mixed up.
Well, so are
that's,
we all.
That's the reality. I have no idea, and I'm just telling you the truth here. I'm holding my hands up. I have absolutely no idea what the official name is of this team anymore. Because some people are telling me it's Team GB and NI. Yeah. Some people are then telling me the trading name is Team GB.
Yes.
So is the BBC, should the BBC be using the trading name, which is Team GB? Should they be using, apparently, the official title, which is Team GB and NI? Is that the official title? I don't know. Vinny's looking into it. It'll probably take him 2 weeks to find out.
At the beginning, you said...
2 weeks.
You said yourself the official name appeared to be GB and NI.
Yes, but that was my lot behind the
and
scenes
now,
here.
As the man said, as
backtracking.
The politician there just said... that it was, he knew it would be shortened. And now they've shortened it.
Yes.
The last minute they've shortened it.
Helen,
I think... you should stick with it and say we should be mentioned. They're all very pleased.
Helen, I think Mr. Ruffell has brought up Mr. Ruffell has brought up an important argument here. Here's Brian and Bangor. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Yes, Brian.
I've been whinging about this since before the Olympics started.
Do you know why I shout? And I do this. Because, as you know, I live in England 3 days a week now.
Yeah.
You see, any time that any of those people, any of those broadcasters, and they sometimes will say, oh, for goodness sake, you know, when they're talking about the weather and they don't mention Northern Ireland, or when England are playing, this particularly happens when England are playing a football match, and you'll hear commentators on BBC One saying, we. I'm thinking to myself, we?
Yeah.
Well, that's great that we've done this. That's great that we've done this, that and the other. And I'm thinking, sorry, do they understand that they're broadcasting to Northern Ireland as well? This is something that my wee antenna are up about.
Yes, well, my point is, like, there's people here for the last 30 years have put their lives on the line and often given their lives to keep this place part of the United Kingdom. And I've included myself in that. And I get very annoyed that it's not Team United Kingdom.
Yes.
You know.
Well, here's Chris now. Just tweeted me. Chris, I need to have a look at this. But Chris has just tweeted me and he says, Stephen, on the BBC website, the medals charts describe Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Can we look that up? Gareth, look that up for me. Gareth's going to look it up now. And, Brian, this does mean something to you, does it? It's important to you.
Yes, it should be Team United Kingdom. And as far as I know, the Channel Islands and the Isle of Man are part of Great Britain. The Jersey car logo for cars is JGB, so why would it have GB in it if it's not part of Great Britain? So they're included already, although Mark Cavendish will now revert to being Manx.
I'll tell you another reason why you could argue this is important. Part of what the organisers and indeed the British government are telling us is that this is an incredible opportunity to brand the UK throughout the world. in terms of the tourism potential and in terms of people, you know, seeing what we have to offer. Now, if you think about it, if Team GB, if Great Britain is what is being branded, then if you've got a tourist in wherever, China, America, anywhere else on the planet, and they Google Great Britain as somewhere to visit after they've seen the splendour of the Olympics, Northern Ireland's going to be left out.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it, because they hear, you know, the tourist board down south, you know, does a great job for down there, but ours isn't bad either. But in general, people here of Ireland, they just go down south.
By the way, there is inconsistency in this, because Chris Kerr, who tweeted me, is right. The BBC website medals charts does state Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So if the BBC website is stating Great Britain and Northern Ireland, why are the BBC commentators not saying Great Britain and Northern Ireland?
It's just the same. They just ignore us. That's why. It's just the same as you said in the football. It's anything north of the Wash doesn't exist.